Saturday, July 19th. So much happened yesterday that I'll probably be writing about it for days. Violet was already napping, and the guys had crashed in a room down the hall. Since we didn't want to disturb our bandmates, Chloe and Zoe decided it would be better if I had my nervous breakdown someplace else. So we took the elevator down to the lobby. I was looking for a private place to dig a deep hole, crawl into it, and die when we ran into Trevor. Of course, we pretended like everything was fine and plastered fake smiles across our faces. "Hello, girls, perfect timing," Trevor exclaimed. "Would you like to meet the bad boys? I'm on my way to see them right now." Did this man just ask us if we wanted to meet the bad boys? We just stared at Trevor with our mouths dangling open.
"So I'll take that as a yes," Trevor laughed.
OMG, we were actually going to meet the bad boys. Scooby! We took an escalator up to the second floor and walked past 4 security guards and a half dozen bad boy staff people to a conference room door. Trevor then introduced us to his assistant, Mallory. She told us the bad boys were in the middle of a television interview with Teen TV, but we could watch quietly. "Excuse me, but how were we supposed to watch quietly? At their last concert, 9 girls were rushed to the hospital to be treated for temporary damage to their vocal cords due to excessive screaming." I reminded myself that the bad boys are humans too. They burp, sweat, and break out with pimples just like the rest of us. Right? Wrong! Mallory opened the door to the conference room, and Chloe, Zoe, and I were almost blinded by the golden light that flooded out from their angelic glow. Well, okay, that glow might have actually been from all the bright lights for the TV cameras, but still. Mallory showed us where to stand in the back of the room. Even though we had to peek around the cameras and lighting equipment, it was quite obvious these boys were not your average teen guys. They were sitting in front of a huge backdrop with their latest album cover on it. All of them were gazing intensely at Jade Santana from Teen TV like she was the only person in the whole wide world. Well, except for Victor, who was wearing shades, so it was hard to tell where he was looking. But it felt like he was staring straight into the inner depths of my soul. Scooby! OMG, they're even cuter in person, Chloe squealed as Zoe and I sighed loudly in agreement. Mallory shot us a stern look to quiet down. But Chloe was right. OMG, these boys have perfect eyes, perfect hair, perfect teeth, perfect skin, perfect clothes, perfect everything.
So tell me, Jade said. You guys are 4 strong personalities. How do you work so well as a team?
They all laughed, and I swear even their laughter was in perfect harmony.
It's like this, Jade, Joshua said. When you spend so much time together, you can't help but become one big happy family.
And you know how annoying family can be,
Aiden smiled as he punched Joshua, and then he threw his arms around his bandmate's shoulder. Aiden is always joking. Every bad boy superfan knows that.
We all have our strengths, Nicholas said as Zoe grabbed my arm and tried not to pass out. We're just lucky that our strengths harmonize as beautifully as our voices do.
Zoe is such a Nick chick. Even just talking, he sounded as warm and smooth as a pool of melted chocolate. Zoe wanted to dive in and swim around.
How about you, Vic?
Jade asked, looking toward the end of the row at the baddest of the boys.
How do you feel about making music with these guys?
We knew what was about to happen. We'd seen it in a million interviews before this one, but never live. Chloe and Zoe and I grabbed each other and braced ourselves. Victor sat up, tilted his shades down, and looked straight into the camera.
Jade, what can I say? I'm a member of the Bad Boys. Being bad is so good.
That's when Chloe, Zoe, and I totally lost it. Scooby!
That's a wrap, shouted a producer in a headset.
Instantly, the bright lights went dark, and the camera crew started packing up the equipment. Jade ripped off her body mic and gave the boys a wave.
Great interview. Got a flight to catch. I'll see you at the Teen TV Awards next month.
Soon, there was no one else in the room except the Bad Boys and Mallory, who was checking her phone in the corner. And of course, us!
Should we introduce ourselves? Zoe whispered.
We all agreed that it was now or never. Otherwise, with their super tight security and huge staff, we'd probably only see them as they passed us backstage. Our limited interaction with them over the next 4 weeks would probably be a quick hello and wave. But now we had all the boys to ourselves for who knows how long. Mallory was totally preoccupied at the moment, discussing tour logistics with someone on her cell phone. We could actually get to know these guys as individuals, not pop stars. They do seem super nice. Hey, maybe they might even invite us to dinner or to hang out with them. We could become friends for life. Let's do this, I said excitedly,